It's Thursday. Welcome to Tiltcast Shorts, where Game Pass used to be the cheapest option. I'm Nas.
I'm Jason.
I'm Rusty.
And there's three of us now. We're talking Game Pass. Okay. Game Pass is something that all three of us are pretty big into, or at least have been.
I mean, it saved my gaming life for the last few years.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's been a pretty good deal for a long time.
Yeah, for Jason, Jason is primarily a Game Pass subscriber. I have been for quite a while, and so is Rusty. There's been a lot of things that we've played on there. Currently going through the Alters on there as well. Silksong's been on there for a while, but they're getting ready to raise prices. So right now, the Essential is $9.99. It's 50 games. It includes unlimited cloud gaming, online multiplayer, PC access, in-game benefits, and a basic rewards program. It does not include day one access to new games, though. There's rumored to be a free tier that's ad-supported with limited access to games and limited game time. There's premium, which is $14.99, has over 200 games, has delayed access on day one games, so within 1 year of launch, excludes Call of Duty titles. And that includes unlimited cloud gaming, PC access, and game benefits, and a standard rewards program. And then we have Ultimate, which is $29.99, up $10, with 400-plus games, day one access, includes 75-plus day one releases a year. It has enhanced cloud gaming up to 1440p, Fortnite Crew, Ubisoft Plus Classics, who gives a shit, EA Play, and the best rewards program. I don't know how I feel about this, because it used to be the best deal in gaming, so I want to talk a little bit about what's rumored to have caused this. So essentially, Microsoft reported that they internally, Game Pass led to a $300 million loss in sales to Black Ops 6, which is crazy.
That is a lot bigger than I thought it would be.
Wow.
Yeah, the majority of their sales came from PS5. So 82% of the copies sold were on PlayStation 5. So obviously the platform without Game Pass. It kind of drives the overall argument that having Game Pass rips into overall platform sales, right? And so that's kind of the excuse that Microsoft is using for hiking it up. Though they haven't exactly said that. This is just speculative. Right now, though, that's caused a pretty big backlash in the community. Included myself, who has questioned it as well, if I want to continue. So, there was a worldwide backlash. There was a hashtag trending that said, cancel Xbox Game Pass. It was trending globally once this was announced. So, the Ultimate tier, right, like, jumped from $19.99 to $29.99 a month. And then there's all those other deals. A lot of people are just saying, like, it's a lot of money. It's half the cost of a game, right? They had thought that bringing in Call of Duty would increase subscriber base, which maybe it did, but it led to a loss in overall revenue. And I think they missed the mark, but instead of eating that, which I understand $300 million is a lot of money, they are pushing it off to their overall subscribers. And it makes me question the deal. Like, Jason, essentially for you, what's your thoughts on this? Because you are the biggest Game Pass player in this group, like almost exclusively PC Game Pass.
Yeah. For me, it's going to be a really big deal. I mean, I'm going to have to, like, basically pick and choose periods of the year where I have Game Pass and I don't. Which doesn't just affect me either. It also affects, like, my wife's gaming, because she primarily uses Game Pass games on the Xbox in the living room.
Right. So, do your kids play Game Pass too?
No, my kids mostly play Fortnite and Roblox. Like, they don't need to have an Xbox or a PlayStation Online subscription to be able to play those.
Right.
Yeah.
That's fair. So, I know for myself personally, like, it may make me temporarily turn it on and turn it off because it doesn't seem like the value that it used to be. I've just let the subscription run in the background as just part of the monthly things that I do, and then I pull games off and then look, play them, and then, or try them, and then turn it back on. Or, you know, and then I go back and forth, not even really thinking about it. And if you've followed our normal podcast for a long time, I would say that in a certain way, we've been shills for it, because it has historically been a pretty good value of gaming. It's not that we're Xbox game dorks. It's that we kind of follow the deals, right? Like, Steam sales has been another thing for us. We're all in different financial situations and have been, and I think, for a long time, I was probably one of the poorest people in the group for quite a while. I'm not as much anymore, but for quite some time, right? My first major graphics overhaul card was because somebody gave it to me. And I did need it bad. Yeah. It was an upgrade for, well, I think it was a 970 to a Titan X, but that was a long time ago. But just that being said, like, it just, it's sad. It's like, it's almost like the end of an era. And if, I kind of feel like I'm not one of those guys that goes into boycotts very often, but I kind of feel like making a statement, honestly, because it really just rubs me the wrong way that they're going to be charging quite this much for this service when historically it has not been that much. Nobody gives a shit about the Ubisoft Plus client. I never touch the Ubisoft bullshit. Like, Ubisoft hasn't put out a quality game in 10 years. I don't give a shit. I don't care.
I think that the Ubisoft ad or the Ubisoft Plus is what they're trying to actually add as a, you know, as a value add, you know,
it's a lift.
It's a bullshit. It's bullshit. Because it was already there.
Yeah.
The reality here is it's basically like $4.50 more if you have PC Game Pass, versus if you have the Ultimate, which is $10 more. So as a PC Game Pass subscriber, it's a little bit less of a hit, but still of a hit for me. I don't have an Xbox. I don't gain anything from having...
Do you get anything, any additional benefit with the cloud gaming by doing Ultimate?
I mean, I never really did the cloud gaming anyway. So it was never really a value add for me to have anything that has to do with the cloud gaming.
I guess
if I'm going to game, it's going to be right here.
That makes me wonder, like, maybe I just turn that feature off because I'd use it sparingly, but most of it was on my Steam Deck, right? So I'd use the cloud gaming feature on my Steam Deck when I was out and about, but I had to have network access to do that, and hotel internet typically kind of sucks. Like, when I was in El Salvador, it was a bullshit connection and it wasn't doing me any favors. So I might as well just go with, you know, Final Fantasy Tactics, which I did just get on my Steam Deck.
Download what you can play offline and play those games offline. Really having access to the cloud gaming, service, it does nothing for me. It's such a niche group of people that would take advantage of that it's really kind of a hard sell to say that is part of the value of, PC Game Pass Ultimate.
There's a select group of people, just knowing from talking people at work, that actually use, so when they're on 5G and they have unlimited data. I work for a cell phone service, right? That use Game Pass Cloud on their phone while they're traveling. So, like, there is definitely a group. They don't have a console. Like, that's all they do is they do Game Pass sub and then just play it on their phone. Like, I've seen some people with a pretty elaborate setup with the gamepad and I've got it somewhere. I just don't know exactly where it's at. But I've got a little stand where you can connect your controller and then put your phone as the display. And then you hold your controller up and then you got your phone going.
I guess it's the middle ground between playing mobile games and like buying a Steam Deck or a Switch or something like that for mobile gaming versus playing things that were built for like the Android store and, you know, the Play Store or the apps, you know, Apple App Store. So it's kind of, you know, it's kind of a middle ground between that. If you want to have PC-like games or games that would play on PC and just, you know, stream through cloud, I can see that. But for me,
but again, that's still like a very niche market. You know, the vast majority of gamers are playing on a console or on a PC,
right.
Or you know, both. Though, I mean, with the amount of handheld PCs that have come out over the last few years, I think that market's actually gaining a good bit of steam, and you have a lot more of these mobile gamers who would probably utilize the cloud just so they don't have to download a bunch of games onto their Ally or their Steam Deck, you know, etc. But yeah. Also for the most part, I've had better success as good as the Xbox Gaming Cloud has gotten, you know, with using it on, you know, a okay, decent Wi-Fi network, right? I've still had more success outside of my house using Steam Remote Play.
Okay. Yeah.
From my PC, like traveling and stuff, using it over mobile networks, using it on,
like 100 episodes. Jason was talking
hotel Wi-Fi.
I'd say like 100 episodes in our podcast. Jason was talking about playing what BattleTech, the turn-based game on his phone remote through PC Remote Play, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, like when we went to Branson earlier this year, that got even better since I now have gigabit internet. I have fiber at my house.
Right.
So that improved even more because my PC's hardline wired into my fiber modem.
Right.
So, you know, there are just certain things that, that I think that still does better just because instead of it being on a virtual machine in the cloud, which is essentially what Xbox Cloud Gaming is, I still have my, you know, fairly top of the middle end PC.
Top of the middle. Yeah, I get that, but this is mainly for those people who,
you know, rendering the games, right? So that natively performs better. But Xbox Cloud Gaming isn't bad. In fact, I tried that too while we were in Branson, just for, because I was trying to, you know, at least play something for the podcast, you know. And was actually, I ended up streaming the Outer Wilds off of it.
Yeah.
And that ran mostly fine with very little hitching.
The important bits here, though, is, you know, it's the total package. It's not just the, you know, the cloud thing, because cloud gaming, great in its own way, but again, niche. It's access to the games, right? Honestly, when you're buying into Game Pass, you're getting it so that you have access to those games. And the value proposition between going, if you had Ultimate, for instance, going from $19.99 to $29.99, you're spending 50% more, $10 more a month. And, you know, people like us, and a lot of other people getting into that, you know, just getting it so that they can at least try out games that they didn't necessarily want to buy. You know, there's a lot of value in that.
And well, it's a $120 increase a year, right?
Right.
And I think that's a big deal.
When you're looking at how much, you know, how much you would save or how much you would normally spend on a, you know, on a game in a month, if you buy one AAA title, and that AAA title is available on Game Pass, per month, you're looking at $60 to $70, right? It makes sense. It would basically pay for 2 months of your Game Pass if you kept it at $29.99.
If you would have bought six of the games that are coming out on Game Pass in a year, it's still worth it. But if you're not, which is, it's actually kind of me right now. I usually play about 5 games a year on Game Pass. It's starting to lose its value.
It definitely does lose its value, and it loses a little bit more value for a person like me who doesn't have a Xbox to work with. It's just on PC Game Pass. Sure, $4.50 or so more per month is something that I could probably absorb. But when I look back at all the game, you know, at the games that I've picked up on, you know, and played on Game Pass, I don't know anymore. I mean, it's actually getting super close to whether or not, whether or not that is actually a value to me anymore. And that's just the kind of sentiment that's going around on the internet right now. It's like, people are asking themselves, is it worth it?
Yeah. And
well, I mean, for people like me, it makes it almost unaffordable. Because, you know, I've got a 5-person household on a single income and everything else is still expensive as fuck. You know, and inflation didn't reverse on groceries and utilities and all of that shit, right?
Nope.
So, unfortunately, it might mean going back playing more old games instead of playing Game Pass releases.
Well, see, I think I agree with you guys. Your guys's take on it is like there's going to be dry points in the year. Where Game Pass games, there's not a lot of good Game Pass games that you would want to get into, but keep an eye out on what actually is dropping on Game Pass. Sub for that month. You know, you don't have to sub for the entire year. You can sub for just a month. Play the game that you want to play, play the games you want to play, and then, you know, move on. You know, that way you can still access Game Pass, save some money, and just go on. It's still a good value that way.
Well, let's say that's kind of our thoughts as a team so far on Game Pass. What's y'all's thoughts? Drop us a comment. Of course, like and subscribe. Y'all, you can find full episodes of the Tiltcast at tiltcast.com, iTunes, and Spotify. Come back Saturday for more news. I'll see you guys then.